Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommer worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee, and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying that there's going to be doors opening up. I'm hearing God say for you to go back and redo some things. God says that there's going to be change all around you. And I hear God says for you to be open to the change and to be flexible. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Nalette. I just hear God saying favor in education, favor within the halls and the walls where there's going to be writing of books. I see literature and literary meetings. I don't know if you're going to be conducting or having a book with another person collaborating, but I just see books and walls and walking through institutions of learning, higher levels of learning. God said that's going to be favorable for you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I concur with the prophet, for I did see more educational favor around you. You're one to consider technology. There's just favor in technology, for there's even ideas about books that are electronic. God calls you an inventor. And the Lord says, go with the flow. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Nellette. I still agree with the prophets that have spoken. For I hear Father God say, think more globally. For I hear Father God saying, as you move forward, Father God says, this is the season to speak forth your truth. And I do hear Father God saying, your voice is going to be heard. I heard Father God saying politics will be very friendly to you. And I do hear Father God saying victory is your portion. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Ivory. Thank you for the seed of $51.92. And I pray that you were blessed by the prophets. The Lord says you deserve to be happy. You deserve joy. You deserve peace. But you will also experience the seven blessings of the atonement of Yom Kippur. And you will walk into the blessings of the Lord. For the Lord says unto thee that I'm doing something surrounding transportation. I'm doing something around your place of dwelling. And the Lord says unto thee that I shall fill thee and I shall bless thee. And I heard the Lord say that though there may have been changes in your finances, changes in your career, the Lord says change is getting ready to bless you in this season. For the Lord says there shall no longer be a restless search. And it's like you've been searched. You've searched for fulfillment. You've searched for love. Now the Lord says, I'm going to fill thee. Now he says, keep your temper under control, for you will know that I will bring knowledge and wisdom and truth your way. And you will come into a season of new growth. You will come into a season. I heard God says, return the blessings, the blessings, the blessings. Return. Financial returns are coming your way. And as I go deeper into the Spirit, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying unto me that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. For Father says that you will rise up and I will place thee into a place of blessings. And you will see that the dreams that you have held on to shall begin to manifest. For this is your hour and this is your season of new beginnings. Now the Lord says, prepare, because people in authority shall also begin to favor thee. And you're going to look back 12 to 24 months from now and see all that God has given thee. For the Lord says, I crown thee and know that I have not forsaken thee, nor have I forgotten thee. For the Lord says, you will reign, you will reign, you will reign in heavenly places, saith the Lord of hosts. And you will walk into a season of blessings and expansion and abundance. For I'm shifting some things, and I'm increasing even thine prophetic anointing. And you will reign, and I will bless the works of your hands. For my glory shall rest upon thee, and no harm shall come nigh thy door. For the Lord says, I even bless children, I bless thy loved ones, and I shall bring increase. And those that have been bound by the works of the enemy, I will bring a shift. For the Lord says, I'm opening up some doors unto thee. I'm opening up the spiritual realm unto thee, yea, even in this hour. And you will step into a season of great abundance. You will step into a season of enormously good favor. For this is a season where the Lord says, you're going to begin to delete other things. You're going to delete and let go of people and places that has been holding you back. And as you begin to remove those things, God says, you're going to be making room for the new things, and new doors open up for thee. If some kind of relationship has has been a burden and a struggle, God said it's time to begin to release some things and let them go, because God says the sky is the limit. But as you plant seeds into the kingdom, you're going to begin to reach the sky and even so much more. For the Lord said this is your time of coming out. This is your time of moving to the next realm. This is your time of favor. This is your time where something is about to shift and change for thee. For the Lord says, I shall grow thee and I shall cause thee to prosper. I want you to know that the Lord said he loves you with an everlasting love, and you will see his hand of favor. You will see his hand of increase all over your life. For he says that he loves thee and that he favors thee, and that Father God shall bring great increase into your life. As I looked up, I heard the Lord say, favor. Stay away from emotional upsets. Stay away from irritability. Move in harmony and move in peace. Now follow my instructions, because I have more that I want to get into your hands. God bless you. What a powerful word. What a powerful, powerful word. Now I have another gift that I want to get into your hands, and this is what I need for you to do for me. I need you to go to my website. I have two websites. Bishop Berrien is under construction. But another website, I want you to go there and fill out a special form, because I want to get you a powerful prophetic word into your hands that is going to bless you. But also I want to make sure that you did receive this prophetic word. You're blessed. I want you to go to Global. That's G-L-O-B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. That's globalpnet.com. Once again, that's globalpnet.com. That's G as in God, L as in Larry, O as in opportunity, B as in Betty, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. God bless.